Many Muslims around the world celebrate Ramadan by fasting, or abstaining from food and water from dawn until sunset. Some say this Ramadan has been the toughest in decades, because the Muslim calendar is based on the lunar calendar, and the changing cycle has pushed Ramadan to the summer. Fasting during long, hot days isn't easy. Habiba Nosheen spent an evening at a local mosque in Washington, D.C. to find out how people have been coping.
Nadira Rees is a Muslim nurse who attends the Muhammad Masjid Mosque in D.C. and says she misses the shorter days of fasting.
Well, you're fasting a whole lot longer.
Do you remember 12 years ago when the fast was in winter?
Oh, yes. It's like a blink of an eye type of thing, you know, and oh, yes, that's so nice. We like that, right? We like that.
71-year-old Salim Omar has been fasting for the last 40 years. He says he has certainly felt the longer days this Ramadan.
And see, at this time, we'd be through eating, because it would get dark earlier,
The fast begins before sunrise and ends at sunset. That's why Imam Yusuf Salim says the summer fast is so tough.
Yeah, this time of year, we're 5 to 5, 12. We're fasting about 15 hours. And if you live long enough, you will fast in all the seasons.
After a 15-hour day without food or water, the congregation finally opens the fast with a communal meal. Richard Dean Banks explains what's on the menu for the evening.
Today we have, it looks like, salad, some greens, some cabbage, baked chicken, rice.
There are some tips to healthy fasting in the summer months. Huda Dodge is a Muslim educator and a writer for About.com. She says, avoid binging when you break your fast. Also, remember to take it easy on the candy and the chocolates. Rather, use juices and fruits to break your fast. This will help to gradually bring up your blood sugar. Keep yourself hydrated. Drink at least 8 glasses of water at night. And despite the temptation, avoid the fried and the spicy food as they may cause heartburn. And try light exercise of about 15 to 20 minutes of walking in the evening. These tips may come in handy. Lunar calendar puts Ramadan in the summer months for the next decade. For NPR News, I'm Habiba Nosheen in Washington.
This is NPR News.